All right. So, it is now Sunday. And I've spent a fair amount of this weekend doing nothing. Watched a lot of TV. And I did vap. But this morning, we've got a problem. I deliberately made plans to have today be like a regular work day for me, which just means like I decided to go sit at my desk and do work. But here's what's happening. I'm like literally sitting, well, not right now, but sitting on a chair, and all I could think about was my clit. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just like I don't know how to explain it. It's just there. Like, feeling really, like, neglected. Which is ridiculous, because it hasn't been. And I literally am unable to do any work. Because literally, it's all my brain is thinking about. I don't know how ordinary that is for people, but I know when you have a high libido, it's frustrating. So I can't do any work until I come. That's just basically how, that's where we are right now. And I actually was recently listening to the way some other GWA women fap. And I think they're placing their phones like near their pussy, because some of those sounds are super loud. It's never occurred to me to do that. And I don't think I'm ready to do that yet. To be honest, I'm like really shy. I'm feeling really shy right now. I don't know why. But, yeah. And also, as is usual, I'm not a mom, but I'm like always wearing mom outfits, like big bulky sweaters and leggings or yoga pants. I only wear, like, for me, stepping it up is wearing jeans, and I only do that when I'm taking photos for my Instagram. That's weird, right? I'm only doing that when I'm trying to show the world that I'm not disgusting and gross. You caught me? Also, my next door neighbor is moving, and I can hear him right out my window and his kids. And I'm trying not to let it like deflate my lady boner here, but yeah. So, but that's where we are, and I don't know if the phone can hear this. But I'm pretty fucking wet. So, I just need to fucking come so I can get back to work. So, I think today I'm gonna cheat and continue with my
experimenting on vibrators and turn this thing way down low. That's literally as low as this fucking thing goes. I don't actually put it directly on myself because, Jesus Christ, I don't think I'm ready for that. But it works. It happens really fast, so there's really not a lot of time to enjoy it. But right now, it's mostly about just fucking biological need. So we're gonna go with the Shibari. That's what it's called. Yeah. So, here we go. Oh, maybe I should... Should I be reading something? Just to make it interesting. Here's a... I was talking to a friend yesterday about about the proof of God, and that thought occurred to me. I'll just read something from Saint Anselm, who was a famous, not famous, but I think he was a bishop or something. What the fuck was he? Shit, I'm gonna have to pause this and find something. So, ontological arguments, they are arguments for the conclusion that God exists, from premises which are supposed to derive from some source of from some source other than observation of the world. For example, from reason alone. So in other words, ontological arguments are arguments from what are typically alleged to be none but analytic philosophy, they call it a priori. And necessary premises to the conclusion that God exists. The first and best known ontological argument was proposed by St. Anselm of Canterbury in the 11th century. He wrote something called the Proslogion. He claims to derive the existence of God from the concept of a being than which no greater can be conceived. So Saint Anselm reasoned that if such a being fails to exist, then a greater being, namely a being than which no greater can be conceived and which exists, can be conceived. But this would be absurd. Nothing can be greater than a being which no greater can be conceived. So a being than which no greater can be conceived, i.e. God, exists. And so, in the 17th century, René Descartes, everyone knows who that is, defended a family of similar arguments. For instance, in the fifth mediation, Descartes claims to provide a proof demonstrating the existence of God from the idea of a supremely perfect being. Descartes argues that there's no less contradiction in conceiving a supremely perfect being who lacks existence than there is in conceiving a triangle whose interior angles do not sum 280 degrees. He supposes, since we do conceive a supremely perfect being, we do have the idea of a supremely perfect being. We must conclude that a supremely perfect being exists. In the early 18th century. God, I don't know this name. Gottfried Leibniz attempted to fill what he took to a shortcoming in Descartes' view. According... I'm sick of reading this. I can't keep my eyes open. I don't want to ruin it by reading this. In more recent times, Kirkcudbright, Charles Hartshorne, Norman Malcolm, and Alvin Plantinga have all presented much discussed ontological arguments which bear interesting connections to the earlier arguments of Saint Anselm Descartes. Fuck, I need to stop. Just calm. I'm sorry. Well, thank you. I'm all red now and like flushed and feeling really shy and embarrassed. How long did that take me? 7 minutes. Okay. Oh, 12 minutes. But I did a lot of shooting the shit before I started. Okay, well, now I can get some work done.